Good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. I sure hope everyone's doing well and enjoying the give-or-take spring weather. One day it'll be cool, and then it'll be a little bit warmer, but it's typical for this time of year. Spring is not very far away. The elms out here and the willows are beginning to bud out. The red buds are putting on their buds, so spring is just around the corner. Good crappie fishing this time of year. If you can get in some shallow, a little bit warmer water right now, an old little jig, about an 1/8 ounce jig under a floater, it can be absolutely lethal on these spawning crappie. But you know, a few weeks ago we talked about making kielbasa sausage. I made actually 25 pounds of it, and I vacuum sealed it up and put about 4 links per package, and they'll keep, gosh, forever, I guess, vacuum sealed. But I have four of the links defrosted, and I've got a campfire going out on my under my grill out here right now. I've got just an old grill setting out over a campfire, and this is where I do a great deal of my outdoor cooking. I want to talk to you today, give you a recipe for making campfire beans that I think are just awesome. Anybody can do it, but it takes pork and beans to the next level, that's for sure. Start out with, you can use a big can of pork and beans, depending on how many people you're going to be feeding, of course. But you're going to need pork and beans, about 3 strips of bacon, some fresh garlic, a jalapeno, an onion, and some brown sugar to make this. And we're going to put a picture of this on our hppr.org website. You can go there and click on features and then Outdoors with Luke Clayton. Show you a picture of what I've cooked. I actually cooked these yesterday and took a picture of them. But start with you can cook this in a skillet over a gas burner, of course, or in the stove. But I always like to cook out on the grill. I've got a good fire, some coals have burned down, some oak and hickory, and put the skillet on the coals, put about two or three strips of chipped up bacon, and let that fry. You want to cut it up in little pieces and let it fry. And then after that's about, let it get almost, crispy. You don't want to burn it, but just when it's done, at that point I throw in a handful of chopped onions, jalapeno that's been seeded and deveined, and I'll smash up 3 or 4 cloves of garlic and chop them up real fine and put them in there. Let all that simmer there for a couple of 3 minutes till the onions gets translucent. Now, the cheapest pork and beans you can buy, throw a can of those in there. Now, granted, if you've got a lot of people, you may even want to cook a big pot of beans, a half gallon of them or whatever, but usually just a smaller can will feed 2 or 3 people. So put your beans in there and put some water in there with it, and then stick them right over the flame. Now, of course, I'm cooking with wood, so I just push them over those coals, and 2 or 3 minutes, those things are bubbling, And at this point, once they start bubbling, throw in, I'd say 3 or 4 tablespoons of dark brown sugar. Stir that in. You can put some barbecue sauce if you like that instead of the brown sugar. I don't know, I just like that brown sugar flavor on those beans. It really, really adds something to it. And then simply just let it simmer over the campfire for, 20, 30 minutes, and let it thicken up. You'll reduce that water and the moisture. And when those beans get really thick, they will incorporate all those different flavors. I'll tell you, that is some of the best beans you'll ever eat. And it's like a lot like baked beans, and really, in a sense, but you can cook them right out on the campfire in a skillet. And what I did, I had about 4 kielbasa sausage. You can use bratwurst, whatever you have. Put them on the grill and let them, for about 30 minutes, let them grill until they're sizzling and nicely done. Those brats are kielbasa with those camp beans. I'm going to tell you, folks, that is some really, really good eating. We are just about out of time for this week. I wish we had a little bit more time to visit, but it seems like I can get all we need to talk about into about 5 minutes. So what do you say we go back to Western Swing and other things? Folks, High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smokin' Tech's Electric Smokers, Butcher Packer Supply, Air Force Air Guns, Hunter Supply, Darton Archery, Catfish Bubblegum, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT, Pyramid Air, and Pro Angler Tackle.